Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye strive together with me in your prayers to God for me. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman. Likewise also he that is called, being free, is Christ's servant. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was open unto me of the Lord, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ's, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ's, even so are we Christ's. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. For all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy.